The next spy is Mr. Adib Al-Alam, was born 1942. An Israeli spy began with spying activities in 1994, was arrested in year 2009 by the Lebanese Security Services. His main confessions, he took photographs and monitored many of the roads in Lebanese areas, the coastline and in the mountain areas, participated with his wife, also a spy, with spying activities to facilitate the assassination of the Majdoub brothers. He also facilitated the entry of equipment and especially intelligence equipment. He gave the Israeli enemy phone lines and also mobile phone cards. I'll end the file of the spies now with this spy. These spies have all of these confessions. These confessions were made to the Lebanese Security Services. These confessions were not made to Syria. They were not made to the joint Syrian-Lebanese Security Services. They were made to the Lebanese Security Services solely. These were the confessions. This is only an example or a sample of their confessions. And this is a sample of the spies. We have many other spies, and I call, unfortunately, this does not exist in Lebanon, but I call for gathering all of these confessions and to draw a map from where each spy comes from, what's the speciality of each spy, and I call for analysis of the movement of these spies, especially in the last few years, whether it be on the level of intelligence or on the level of carrying out operations. And whoever wants the truth in the assassination of Rafiq Hariri and all the assassinations, all the bombings which happened in Lebanon, must begin by analyzing the movements and the confessions of these spies, not by analyzing the confessions of false or testimonies of false witnesses.